everybody's kind of wondering how you're feeling. As right now, you get the chance to be back on the ice here again today. How you doing?
Feeling great, yeah. Obviously, sucks missing a couple games, but feeling pretty good, and had a good skate out there today. So, yeah, thanks for asking.
Are you hoping to play tomorrow against Philadelphia, or what's your kind of mindset here right now?
Yeah, definitely hoping to. We'll go through the protocol, I guess, and kind of see how everything's doing. But that's my hope, is to play tomorrow. And like I said, things are feeling pretty good. So that would be the goal. But obviously, still about 24 hours, I guess, until we make that 100% decision. But that's definitely the goal.
Conversations like, Josh, obviously you want to play every game, and if it was a playoff game, you probably would have played. But I mean, how do you sort of find that balance between recognizing what the extra time off would do versus trying to push through it?
Yeah, I think every time it's pretty, it's an individual situation, just taking into account all the factors and how everything's feeling and whatnot. But yeah, as a player, I mean, I think you want to play every single time you can. But we also have gotten to this point by, knowing how our bodies feel, and if something doesn't feel right or something like that, then you have to be honest. And, I think, talk to Paul and the trainers and, just kind of make a decision from there, weighing in all the factors, including the wanting to play factor. So, yeah, I think it's always, that's kind of how that process goes. And, you have to take care of anything, little bumps, bruises, everybody has them this time of year. But yeah, that's kind of just how it goes.
Was it something, Josh, that when you took the pregame skate the other day, that you'd sort of been dealing with for a bit, and then did it flare up during the skate? Or?
I think it's something that maybe been dealing with for a little while now, and obviously things happen, but definitely wasn't feeling great, I guess, after the Ranger game. And then from there, kind of just couldn't get ready to go for the Islander game, and again for last night. So it's something that you have to manage. And like I said, everybody's dealing with those things. But like I said, something that's kind of been there for a while, and kind of just flared up a little too much, I guess.
Creates an interesting situation for a young player like Nelson Noja, who at the last minute kind of steps in. What did you see from him and from the other guys that have kind of been filling in here?
Yeah, they've been great. For Noja, obviously, stepping in and, in the island there and playing unbelievable. And Sammy and Shills and everybody who's come in, guys last night that came back from injury, missing some time, I thought played great. So, it's part of the, process or whatever with pro sports. There's always injuries, there's always going to be times where you all of a sudden you're called upon to go, and Noj specifically did great in that game, and I was really happy for him, because he he's a great guy, great person, and just happy to see him play really well.
It's always tough to miss time, Josh, but especially you had a couple of games in a row where you had set career highs for ice time, and you're playing such a big role, running the first power play. I mean, did that make it even tougher?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think you ever, don't want to play in the game, obviously, but when things are going well, and I felt like maybe in the last 5-6 games before I missed those, I felt like my game was really coming along, and maybe going to, for me, I felt like it was going to another level. So definitely disappointing. I mean, again, I think for me it was something that I'd kind of been dealing with for a while, and like I said, I think it was in the overtime in the Ranger game or something like that, just kind of flared up a little bit. But that's where, it is hard as a player. I think the hardest thing is sitting out and not being able to play and be out there with your teammates. And I mean, it really, really does kind of suck. So, but at the same time, you have to take care of those injuries and little things, and hopefully come out better for it, I guess, on the other side.